Thank you so much for joining us, Maggie.
Hey, hey. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. Now, what exactly does the Faux the Girls workshop entail, and how did it all come to be?
So basically, it's just a workshop to get more women and non-binary people into the music industry. It's a really basic beginner's DJ workshop, and it's really what I would have wanted had it had been available for me. So basically, when I first started, a male taught me how to play, and whilst it was really nice, I did feel like a little bit uncomfortable. So I came up with this because I know a few women who are running them in London and in Europe, and got inspired by them and thought, you know what, it'd be nice to have a safe space. It'll be nice to not just to get more women and non-binary people into the music industry as well.
Absolutely. And it started in Hanoi, right?
It did, yes. So I'm Australian, but my parents both come from Cambodia. My dad has some family in Vietnam as well, actually. And I really do want to see more Asian women and more Asian, like, non-binary people as well in the music industry. I feel like there are around, but I would love to see more.
Yeah, especially in, like, kind of the DJ industry as well. Like, there are so many, like, great initiatives going on to kind of push women and non-binary people in the forefront. But it's still kind of a bit male-dominated anyway. So what do you think could be one of the main reasons for the lack of women and non-binary DJs currently?
Honestly, I think it's more of, like, a confidence thing. I do feel like once we kind of, before we even jump on the decks, we're already judged by, like, how we look or how we talk and all these things. And I do feel like when men jump on the decks, there's no comment on how they look or there's no comment on who they are as a person. They're just judged on their selection and their mixing. So I think that kind of puts a lot of women and non-binary people off, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and this isn't to say that, like, all male DJs be looking musty. They don't. But, like, you do see, like, a lot of male DJs that are just, they're just dudes. They're just looking like regular dudes. And then, like, every female and, like, queer DJ that you see on the decks, like, looks incredible. Have clearly, like, thought their outfit out so hard. And they always look good because there is that expectation.
Exactly.
Now,
I guess the main thing is fun as well, isn't it?
So that's yeah.
What I'm trying to push out that as long as you're having fun, the rest will come to you. Like, you don't have to be perfect straight away.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of the lessons that I guess you've learned as a DJ that you're interested in imparting onto this new generation of female and non-binary DJs?
Mostly to align yourself with people who are willing to support you, which is harder said than done, but you will find people in the music industry that you've probably met online or that you follow or anything like that, and they're more than willing to give you advice or become one of your mentors. And having someone really supportive just really pushes you to do better and be better.
Of course. Now, how do you see the inclusion of, like, more female and non-binary perspectives improving the DJ industry landscape?
Well, as in for now or the future, or?
I guess for the future. Like, looking into the future, how do you think kind of getting us goyles and non-binary people out into the spotlight might, I guess, change the industry, if anything?
Oh, it definitely will. I mean, for me, the big reason of why I've done it would be so that we could see more women and non-binary people in festival lineups. That's, like, a really big thing that I've kind of noticed that will always, and has been for a long time, really male-dominated. And hopefully having these events and talking about it more and just inviting new DJs to even play at events, even if it's for opening gigs or anything like that, like, these small things could get us on bigger platforms.
Oh, absolutely. And last but certainly not least, how can people get involved in Faux the Girls?
Oh, yes. So just, we've got SYS Sister Sound, so that's kind of the branch of it. They can just jump on Facebook, send us an email, and yeah, get in touch with us.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Maggie. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been amazing, and I really appreciate you for getting us out there and pushing and empowering other women and non-binary people to get into the music industry.
Oh, my pleasure. That's the goal, honestly. Thank you so much, Maggie.
Thank you. Bye.